Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen out applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today to speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Apply online. Expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Friday's show. And good morning, studio.
Morning.
Oh, man, people already on the phone want to talk. Mike in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Mike.
How are you?
I'm good. It's early. Living the life of a radio superstar. No superstar wakes up at 3 in the morning. That's a joke. What do you got?
Hey, you had a segment a while back about a woman who had seen a whole bunch of concerts. And you have Lunchbox who's going out and he's tracking down and watching these teen mom girls.
Yes.
Just wanted to let you know that it is in absolutely every father's opinion that Lunchbox is creepy.
Okay, so let me reset this. We got some things to mention here. Lunchbox talked to a girl at an Eric Church concert who'd been to over 20 shows, and he's like, that's creepy. Mike here from Fort Wayne sounds like a good fella, by the way, Mike. I can tell you sound like a good guy. You're making the point that if Lunch wants to call someone creepy, maybe he should look in the mirror because he's obsessed with teen moms.
Absolutely.
I think it's a fair point. Judges?
Yes, fair point.
Eddie's
fair.
The only... Okay, thank you.
No.
I thought we were going around the room.
I object.
Oh, go ahead.
Is that what you call... I'm not... They're not teenagers anymore. They're
but
in their 20s.
But they are when you love the show. When you love the show...
I still love them
you
now.
You fell in love with them as they were teenagers.
No. I watched them, and as they grew into adults...
This just sounds so bad. Like, listen back to yourself.
Yes. Hey, listen, Mike...
Even creepier.
Yes.
That's like looking at your daughter's friends as they grow up and thinking, wow, when she gets 18...
Oh. Mike, I don't know how you think.
I mean, I think it's got a point. Hey, listen, Mike, appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
21-year-old Shelby Hennick went to see her grandma in the hospital. Donna's her grandma's name.
Uh-huh.
And she was hospitalized after a negative reaction to medication that she takes. And she was so upset because, like, her best friend is her dog, Patsy. It's her grandma and the dog. They hang out all the time, hours and hours a day. So, and I'm not advocating that people do this, but she was having a real hard time without her dog.
Yeah.
So, the granddaughter smuggled Patsy the Pomeranian in by swaddling her, wrapping her up like a baby. And I was like, da-da-da, walking my baby into the hospital.
Good to see here.
Like, held up against the chest, got in, and, like, her blood pressure went down. Again, I'm not saying take animals into the hospital.
If you're not supposed to.
But I'm saying this one worked out just fine, so I don't mind sharing it, and it's a good story.
So, I see you for smuggling in the Pomeranian.
No, I see you for making your grandma's life better. You know what I mean?
Love it.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Those two fugitives who escaped from jail in Georgia have now been captured in Tennessee. Cops got them after a car chase, so that's really good news. In Wisconsin, a blimp caught fire near the U.S. Open golf tournament, injuring the pilot. Luckily, there wasn't anyone injured on the ground. And finally, keep voting. Get Bobby in the Radio Hall of Fame. Come on, let's go. RadioVote.com.
How about this story? Saw this in the news. A Florida man suing his friend because he misled him about the value of a lottery ticket that was $1 million.
Oh.
So he says, scratched it, knew he won, didn't know how much, and his buddy went to cash it in. His buddy didn't tell him how much it was. Kept most of it.
Oh my goodness. Oh. That,
yeah.
Okay, that headline, I was thinking, okay, how did he do this? But, whoa, that's shady.
So now he has to sue to get it back.
No.
Yep. Hey, dance party comes up in about 40 minutes. Here's a high school football player, banned from graduation. They toilet papered this place, right? And the principal's like, hey, who else did it? He won't tell. And so they banned him.
And he's like, I'm not telling.
That's legit.
Right?
Like
legit.
That. That's solid.
I trust this guy with anything now.
Yeah. And he's banned for toilet papering?
He's one of the linemen on the football team.
Wow.
Suspended 3 days, not allowed to walk in high school graduation. And he said the principal was more upset that he wouldn't tell on his friends. But he didn't.
That's
he
a rolled dog right there.
I bet at home the principal's like, yeah, that's what's up. You shouldn't tell. But at school, he's like, you're suspended.
I bet you he has to go. He'll go back get walk to graduation.
I hope so.
Of course. Yeah.
If you're listening in Fort Wayne, Indiana, shout out. I'll be there in a couple weeks. My stand-up comedy tour. BobbyBonesComedy.com. Not a lot of tickets left. If you're not listening in Fort Wayne, you want to drive to Fort Wayne. Love to see you there, too. All right, time for your Friday positivity. We go around the room. We all share a story with you. We hope it makes you feel positive. It's called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
I'll go first. A South Carolina sheriff's deputy driving down the road, sees a car stranded, obviously pulls over to make sure she's okay. She's in a wedding dress. She's got to get to the wedding. Her car broke down. He says, get in the car. I'll take it.
Wow.
Drive to the wedding, police car. And then goes back and makes sure her car's okay.
Yeah.
Like, takes care of that, too, because it's her wedding night.
Yeah, she got to get there.
Isn't that crazy? So, that's all. I just thought that was cool. It's really not like a big thing, but it's a little thing that made
awesome.
Me smile. I like to smile. Do you guys like to smile?
Yes,
no?
I do.
Yeah.
I haven't asked you guys that in a while. Everybody like to smile?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, cool. Amy?
Okay, this is pretty cool. Duke the dog was picked up by a tornado and thrown around, the owner said, just like a rag doll. But it's okay. Duke survived, underwent some surgeries, and now the dog is back home. Duke the dog. They thought when the tornado picked him up, he's going to be gone forever, but no, he's back.
That's sad.
Oh. It's not sad.
He's he took off.
Yeah, but he's back. Yeah. Like, this is great. The family thought he was gone, and now Duke is recuperating at home.
Probably got some PTSD. Like
big
dog.
Time.
Post-traumatic stress dog.
That's
can you imagine? Getting picked up by a tornado.
No.
Not forgetting that.
Jeez.
Well, there's doggy Xanax, maybe.
Mike, trust me. I know my dog takes it.
Okay.
Taking more of my stand-up act here.
Maybe we need to get some.
Another
is
one?
That from that?
Another Amy. One?
No.
All she does. She came to my stand-up show, and all she's doing was like throwing jokes back at me from my
you
own show.
You talked about that before.
It's 2 days in a row now.
No.
Go ahead. Lunchbox.
20 years ago, Anthony lost his sight because of a degenerative eye disease, so he is the first person to get a bionic eye now, and they gave him these special glasses, and he can see again.
Yeah, I saw that. It's
what
crazy.
Up? That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's a lot better than Duke the dog, I'll tell
what?
You that.
No, we're not comparing stories here. I think it's all just... I'm glad Duke's alive. I just would be... If I were Duke the dog, and I got picked up by a tornado, I'd be hard to forget. Like, yeah. I'm serious. Like, I wonder if dogs have a sort of PTSD, like, after they get attacked, or if they...
Oh, yeah, you see them get timid. Like, if something's happened to them, they shy away, get timid, or cower down.
Thank you all for the stories, by the way. This has been another episode
great.
Of Tell Me Something Good.
Yeah. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Stephanie's on in Cedar Rapids. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Bobby.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
What's going on?
Very excited that I bought first row tickets to your Bobby Bones show in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming to do stand-up there in just a couple weeks.
I know.
You're in the front row?
Front row.
Do you have your poncho from my watermelon act when I slam the watermelons?
I hope you don't throw anything at me, but I'll take it. Maybe find something or other.
I don't throw anything at you, but I will see you. Wow, I appreciate that. That's coming up. That's Cedar Rapids show. And I got to tell you, Amy, I've never been to Iowa.
Uh-huh, I have not.
I can't wait to go.
Okay.
It's this humongous theater sold out in like 3 minutes. And Stephanie's going to be in the front row.
Front row.
Man, Stephanie.
Yep.
Well, just let me say this, and I mean this with all my heart. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, there we go. I'll be in Fort Wayne, too. Everybody listening in Fort Wayne, BobbyBonesComedy.com. I've been off the road.
Yeah.
I've been up for a few weeks. It's been weird. Had CMA Fest. So we had to stay in Nashville. But I got to watch the Preds play. But then I watched them lose. It's a whole thing, right? It's like yin-yang.
Well, you got the itch?
Get
back out there?
I don't know what to do with myself. Mm-hmm. I sit there, and I'm writing the second book, and I sit there, and I'm just like, I just keep the Golden Girls on, because it depends on what day it is. Golden Girls all day Sunday.
Yeah.
Reba's on. I watch Reba a lot. I just keep it on the TV. And then I'll write for a long time, and then I'll watch like a Master of None episode on Netflix, like 30 minutes, and then go back. I haven't started Orange is the New Black yet. Anybody started it?
No.
No.
House of Cards, I haven't started it yet. Anybody?
Yes.
No.
And
I mean, I don't know if it's losing it or it just doesn't. It seems too realistic now.
No, it's like you're watching
it's not
a documentary.
Zany. Yeah. It used to be so crazy, and you're like, "What is happening?" Yeah. And now you're like, oh, "Okay, wow."
Wait till Wednesday. Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from West Palm Beach, Florida. A man was out walking his dog when his dog decided to use the restroom in another man's yard. So the guy comes out, gets angry, and what's he do?
I don't know. Set me up. So,
because the guy doesn't pick up the dog.
Yeah. He throws it in his face. Picks it up and throws it in his face. I'm guessing. What does he do?
He pulls out a knife and stabs the dog owner in the hand.
Oh.
What?
Not the direction I was going.
Wow.
What?
Dang.
Yeah, he was arrested and the guy had to go to the hospital. No word on if the dog waste got picked up or not.
Mine doesn't sound so bad, boys, after that one.
Remember when that lady threatened me and my dog?
Tell me more.
I was walking her at the park and she was on rollerblades and my dog does not like the sound of skateboards, rollerblades, whatever. And she rollerbladed by and my dog just started barking pretty fierce. She's a Rottweiler, but nothing was going to happen. And she goes, "You're lucky I don't have a gun."
Can I say fairly, you are lucky she didn't have a gun.
Yeah, you are.
Like, if you agree with her or not, you're lucky she didn't have a gun.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Calm down.
That's crazy. Did your dog bite her and you didn't tell us?
No.
Bobby Bones Show. On Wednesday's show, we talked about dads and dads changing diapers. And I've been getting lit up since that segment because Eddie said he'd changed probably 4 or 5.
What are they saying?
what are they telling you? Just on Facebook and Instagram for the last 2 days. I mean, I have people on the phone that still want to talk about it.
Oh, no.
Because Eddie said, probably 4 or 5 diapers ever.
Definitely less than 10.
And he has 2 kids.
Yeah.
That's lots of diapers.
They're older now, thank goodness.
Older, they're 9 and 3. They're not in the college.
No, I just mean there are no more diapers for us. Dude, that was a tough time.
No.
Amy looked up a stat that said each baby's about 4,000 diapers.
How did I get away with that? That's awesome. Like, how cool is that?
Your wife.
I know.
She
took pride in that, though. She was just like, I got it.
No.
And then,
I think you got in trouble after the segment, and now his tone's changed a bit.
Sometimes she would be like mad at me, like, come on, change a diaper once in a while. But I'd be like, okay, I will, and then I'd never do it.
What?
Yeah, dude, you don't understand. It's disgusting.
Yes, so I do understand.
Oh, my gosh, man up. That's what I would say. That would not fly in my house. I'm sorry.
Michael in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hey, Michael.
Hey, what's up, man?
What would you like to say to Eddie?
All right, Eddie. I've got 8 kids, man.
Whoa.
And I changed diapers. Up until today, I thought Eddie's father of the year, man. Love what you do with your kids. He'll respect you, though. But, dude, you got to change diapers, man. You got to take some of that stress off the old lady.
Yeah, see? Tell you what. If I have another kid, I'll change diapers. But that's probably not going to happen.
You're not having a kid.
I know. That's why I can say that.
No, stop. Hey, Michael, appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate you.
Thanks, bud.
That's so impressive, Eddie.
Brian in Austin. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Bobby?
Are you changing diapers every day, you think?
Yeah, I'm slaving it.
That's sorry, dude. That's terrible.
I almost gonna call Eddie out. Eddie, you help make those kids, right, man? You gotta be changing more than just 10 out of 2 years. Or how old are your kids, Eddie?
No, they're 9 and 3. They're done with diapers. They're over that.
Yeah. You gotta be doing more than 10 diapers in your whole lifetime.
Could you tell these guys how disgusting it is, though? How gross is it?
Well, I think I saw a deal on Facebook one time, like, a dad was literally, like throwing up almost, like, every time he wipes. It's not that bad, man.
Sometimes it is, though. Sometimes it is.
Sometimes, Eddie, you don't know.
Sometimes you're gross, Eddie.
One out of the 4 that I did was really bad, I'll tell you that.
All right. Hey, Brian, appreciate you, buddy. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Bobby.
All right, buddy. There he is. I'm moving off this. It's been sitting for 2 days.
Yeah, let's move on.
You're a bad dad, though, dude. You're just a bad dad. What I will do is I will read a song in a dramatic form.
Oh, boy.
Like a slam poem. You have to name what country song it is.
Oh, cool.
Okay?
Ready? Yeah. I like this.
Okay. Here we go. Got a girl from the south side.
Is it Eddie? Do I get my name?
Let's write it down. Okay, I'm in the middle of a performance over here.
My bad.
When you go to your slam poetry sessions, do you ever interrupt the person?
Never. Sorry. I should have known better. Let me do it again.
Got a girl from the south side. Got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, man, I about fell about my chair.
All right.
Men.
I'm in for the win.
Name that slam poem.
Don't look at my paper, Eddie.
Amy.
Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road.
Lunchbox.
Body Like a Back Road.
Eddie. Body Like a Back Road.
Body Like a Back Road.
That's right there.
Got a girl from the south side. Got braids in her hair.
Like that one?
This sounds like already like slam poetry.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, thank you. Ready for this one?
Yeah.
Been up since the crack of dawn. Just trying to get paid. It's been hotter than 100 suns. I can't find no shade.
Oh. I'm in.
I'm in too. Keep going though.
Just two more roads. And I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. All right.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Dirt on my boots.
Might have a little dirt on my
Matchbox?
Boots.
The Weeknd.
Eddie?
Dirt on my boots.
There you go.
Been up since the crack of dawn. Just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns. I can't find no shade.
All right. Name that slam poem. They're like, hey. Who that there? With the shades like, oh. The way you move to the bass, hold up.
Wait,
what?
Hold on.
How long is this spinning from the second you walked in here? Because you look good.
What?
I'm in.
I'm in.
You want a little bit more?
Yeah. Keep going.
Go ahead.
Encore.
They're like, hey. Who that there?
Who that there?
Who that? I'm in.
Right, let's go to Lunchbox first, because if he misses it, he's eliminated. Lunchbox?
Whoa. Black.
What?
Eddie.
You look good. Black. Lady A.
Amy, what do you have?
You look good.
They like hey, with the shades like, oh, when you move to the base, hold up. How long is to spin it from the second thing?
I don't even know the words of that.
That's good.
There you go. Co-winners. Co-winners.
Yeah.
Yes, Amy and Eddie are back. Congratulations, T-Bug.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The slam poem. Oh, yeah. I got to play your winning songs.
Honor to
our first winner, Amy.
There she goes. There she goes again.
Our second winner, Eddie. Thank you all.
Bobby Bones.
If you're firstborn, you're more successful, just generally speaking, is what it says.
Dang it.
Why? Because I was last born.
I was last born.
Wow.
I was middle born.
Wow. Wait,
so none of us are firstborn, and we all work for the man that was firstborn.
Oh, Bobby, you were firstborn?
Yeah,
oh,
duh.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I know, of course.
What do you mean, here we go?
Another study that's right.
I'm reading. I didn't know everybody fell into their... So you were last born of how many, Amy?
Well, with my parents, I was the last born of two, but my dad has four kids total, so I have some half brother.
Your dad's tossed around some numbers.
Yeah.
Four kids, how many marriages?
Four. Four marriages. And now he's working on a girlfriend. They're not going to get married.
Pretty cool.
Baller.
They won't get married, but I mean...
What do you mean they won't get married?
They're not going to get married.
Why?
They're just old, because they're older. I don't think it's... It's just more of a companionship, if you will.
And you don't think they'll get married? What if she's pregnant?
She's like, she's... Oh.
Miracles happen.
I don't know if she would want me to say her age, per se, because she's a young at heart, let me tell you.
Over 70?
She's over 80.
Yeah?
Wow.
But you never know.
You're right.
Technology nowadays.
You never know.
So, okay. Lunchbox, you have two older...
Yeah, I have an older brother and an older sister.
Yeah. And Eddie, you have an older brother.
Right in the middle. Little sister.
Dang. Look at me.
And what do you got, Bobby?
Oh, I'm rolling the roof.
Yeah, what do you have?
I got a younger sister. But listen, I got... Well, wait a minute. You want to go down to the real family tree?
Yes.
I got a half-brother I don't know. I got a real sister. I got one stepsister that used to... I got like five or six running around in some form or fashion. And I'm the oldest of all them.
Mm-hmm.
And that half-brother, does he look like you? Or?
Yeah, oh, just
yeah
like
that's
me.
The one.
It's weird. Met him online. Like, I don't know my biological father. And so I was online. I was like, let me see here. I looked him up. And I was like, holy cow, that does look like me. He has my real brother, like half brother. Wow. It was his kid from another woman. I never met him. And then I was like tiny.
So you look like your dad, your biological
dad? Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Creepily. Because I'll go look. He has a Facebook page because sometimes he likes to fight with me on Facebook, which is weird because I don't know him. Mm. Mm. And so I go look at that Facebook page and I have before and I'm like, man, that looks just like me in like 20 years.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. But Eddie, you look just like your dad.
I do.
But your dad's around.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's far away, but yeah.
Yeah,
he's
back in Texas.
What? What'd you say?
He goes, at least he's around. I mean, he makes a good joke.
Oh, no, it wasn't round, a joke. Like, you see him.
Yeah, I see my dad, yes. Yeah.
Oh. I remember Bobby being like, well, stalked my dad on Facebook, and he's got all his hair, so that's good.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
oh,
he's looking at the positives.
Yeah.
I went all the way over the page and was like, let me see here. And I was all like, good sad. Hair. And I was like, there's a guy, got other kids. Probably has more kids. I don't even know if he has any more. But then I was like, well, Bryce, I did have all his hair. All right. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Your hair looks good.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So this is pretty cool. Lindsay L. is going to be making her late night debut on Tuesday night. That's June 20th. She's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yeah, she is.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I saw her post it yesterday. I knew it was happening.
Oh, you have inside sources?
Yes, very inside sources. But yeah, so she's going to play. So she's playing with the band, and she's going to play like 6 songs in and out. And it's a whole thing where she plays the whole show, which is cool. So, yeah, good for her. How about that?
Taste of Country said she's the best guitarist in country music.
She's not the best guitarist in country music.
Sorry, they said one of the.
Yeah, and she's the best female guitarist in country music.
For
she's not
sure.
The best. Listen.
I know even she wouldn't say that, but
like,
sorry.
I'm dating Lindsay and she's not as good as Keith Urban or Brad Paisley.
Okay, fine. I said one of the best. I just forgot the one of.
That's
part.
A big thing. She's a fantastic musician.
Yes.
Yes. But yeah, it's really cool. And I love Jimmy Kimmel's my favorite. I've said it before. Of the late night hosts.
Yeah.
He's the best. He's the most well-rounded. So, all right. Yeah, good for her. That's on Tuesday night. What else?
Well, Cars 3 is hitting theaters this weekend. 64% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
Surprised it's so low.
It's Cars 3.
I know. Still surprised it's so low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first movie we ever saw together.
Cars 1.
Mm-hmm. Rough Night with Scarlett Johansson is also in theaters today with 51% positive. And the Tupac movie, All Eyes on Me, only 26% positive. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny. So if you're someone that's into stories of joy and hope and kindness and compassion, well, what you got to do is join the Love What Matters podcast. And you can do it today. It's never too soon to start, you know, spreading the love. It's Amy from The Bobby Bones Show, and I host it. We focus on the things that really matter in life. So help us spread the love with the Love What Matters podcast, where you're going to hear ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And really, these people are all around us. Their stories just need to be told. And that's what we're doing. And it's really awesome. And it all can be found in the Love What Matters podcast. To listen, search for Love What Matters on iHeartRadio now.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Greg is listening in Chicago. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you doing, buddy? I'm doing good.
I'm doing great. I'm so excited that I actually get to talk to you. I've been listening to you for years. I mean, I must have been in freshman year of high school when I started listening to you back when Bobby was my homeboy t-shirt days.
Dang, old school on the phone.
Throwback.
Dang. Hey, you know we're coming to Chicago.
I know. I'm super excited. I've missed every single tour date they all had in the area. And so now that you actually get to come to the city, I am so excited. I moved from Pflugerville, Texas, to Colorado, to Pennsylvania, and now I'm in Chicago and never once stopped listening to you.
That's what I'm talking about right now. Dang. Man, let's do this real quick. I'll give you the person on the show, and you tell me the first word that comes to your mind, okay?
Okay.
Amy.
Nice.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Controversial.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Eddie.
Bald.
Oh! I love this guy!
Oh, no. What about Bobby?
Bobby is amazing.
Yeah, I love this guy too. Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, I like this guy.
Eddie, you like this guy?
Yeah.
Eddie is very.
I have a word for him.
What?
Rude.
Oh no. Hey, Craig. So today our tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Raging Idiots are coming to Chicago and St. Louis and Madison, Wisconsin and Louisville. We're doing this show, class of 2017. we take out new artists. But Craig, I can't wait to meet you, man. You got to come and like say hello and say what up.
Yeah, I got a timer set on my phone and everything.
Get up, down, down!
Wow.
All right. Hey, buddy, thanks for calling. You should call more. I think you've been one of the best callers we've had all week.
Oh, I appreciate that. Hey, Bobby, real quick question. You guys remember back when you did very first, like, Proclaimers YouTube video, and y'all did the continuous Proclaimers, I'll walk 1,000 miles?
Yeah, we did a lip dub. This is old school version here. Yeah, we got taken off YouTube.
500 miles.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I just do more stuff like that. That's awesome. I've just been listening, longtime fan. Hopefully I can scrounge up my Bobby is my homeboy t-shirt somewhere.
Man, that's old school, dude. That's an old school listener. Hey, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
There he is.
Dang. I feel like maybe we've been letting him down for a while because we did that video forever ago and we've done nothing like since.
That's 10 years old. He's like, I've been waiting.
He goes, do more stuff like that.
Is that what you want, Craig?
I just keep doing what you're doing.
All right, Craig, I'll see you soon, buddy. Thank you very much for calling. Look at that call. I appreciate it. Man, fun, man. Raging Idiots tickets on sale today, 10 a.m., RagingIdiots.com. You get to meet people like Craig. That's why it's fun.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Let me tell you about my day for 1 second.
Talk to me.
So I have a flight that leaves right after the show to get to Atlanta because I have some work to do down there.
Yeah.
And so in the middle of the night, the flight attendants get sick and they don't have enough crew, so they cancel the flight in the middle of the night.
Wow.
They're like, we have to move the flight up. Well, I don't know what's happening, so I'm asleep. It's like 10 o'clock. And so the flight is basically right now, which I'm going to miss. And so I'm going to miss the meeting, most likely, in Atlanta. That's okay. That's okay. So I'm like, things happen. So I walk out to my car this morning, flat tire.
Oh, no.
Front tire completely gone.
Yeah.
Front left tire, PSI zero. So I get in the car, and you can drive on a little bit. It's one of those tires that it can be flat and you can drive a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I have dog crap all on the bottom of my shoe.
Oh, no.
I'm 3 for 3, baby.
Okay, you win.
Woo! Why would happen to you?
You win that. Well, I was late early this morning because I couldn't find my key. I could not find my key, my car key, anywhere in my house. I searched everywhere. The purse I used last night, I got in late. I was super tired. And I barely got any sleep, and I'm searching, and then I'm like, okay, fine, I just got to go look, I got to retrace my steps. So I go outside, go to the car, I'm going to start there, is it in the yard?
All this morning.
I open the car door, and the car door is unlocked, and the key is sitting in the cup holder, because I'm in a loner car, and it's one of those key, you don't need the key to start the car, you need a button. Well, my normal car's not like that, and so I didn't really need a key to do anything, so I just left it right there.
But we're here.
Someone could have started it.
We're in a good mood, though. We're here. Could be worse.
Woo!
Every day's a good day, right?
Yeah, but you win for bad days, because you got 3.
No, your day's not over yet. It could be going great by the end of the day.
Okay.
You just never know what's going to happen the next hour.
If you went 3 for 3, then you got nothing but good coming for you.
3 for 3 so far today, man.
This is a Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Coming up, Amy runs into somebody else at the supermarket. Probably not who you're thinking, but somebody pretty funny. Also, there's a Bobby cast up with writer Jesse Alexander. She wrote I Drive Your Truck that Lee Bryce ended up singing.
He had a meeting with Lee Bryce, and Lee said to him, don't play me any ballads. I only want tempo show openers. And Rusty said, well, I don't have that, but I have Song of the Year. And he plays him I Drive Your Truck, and Lee like looks up afterwards. He has tears rolling down his face, and he said, really? I get to have that song?
That's one of the stories from the Bobby cast from Jesse Alexander. Do you know Dierks turned down I Drive Your Truck first?
Yes, I did. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And those stories, I love songwriters in Nashville. So those are the kind of stories that are in it. She talks about writing The Climb for Miley Cyrus.
The song that we wrote was called It's the Climb. It was a guy song, but he called us like a week later and said, if you'll rewrite the song, I'm going to rewrite the whole movie around this song.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Because I had written it more, it had lines like, these prayers you're praying, you know, it was very much more spiritual. It was more adult. You got to remember Miley Cyrus was 15.
So it's a lot of songs and a lot of stories about him. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to the Bobby Cast and hear that one. Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris, Dierks Bentley, Ross Copperman, all these people that write and perform. It's such a songwriter show. It's called the Bobby Cast on iTunes or iHeartRadio.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Went to the dentist yesterday. I have a funny story about laughing gas later, but I think I bit my dental hygienist.
Why?
Because I was so out of it because they had the mask on.
Yeah.
And I think I went, because I feel like she jerked her hand back, but I don't know because it wasn't all there.
Uh-oh. That's kind of weird.
And do you apologize for that?
Yes, absolutely. If you even think you bit someone,
I
should probably acknowledge it in some way, shape, or form.
I think I did. So what happened was I went to the dentist, and everybody loved my fanny pack.
Of course they did.
Or it's they don't love it. They think it's so stupid, but they have to acknowledge that I'm wearing it because it's just so out there.
That could be the case.
It's a big green fanny pack that says Dare.
Like lime green.
Yeah, Dare to keep kids off drugs. And so I love my fanny pack.
Neon green.
I keep my wallet in it, I keep my keys in it, I keep my phone in it, I walk around.
Yeah.
Life's easier.
I know.
And you've heard the song Sexy Back, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm bringing sexy back.
But have you heard Fanny Pack?
No.
Oh, you're in line. Cue her up. Let's sing it. From a fanny pack, people out there like me. It's time to show off the fanny pack. Let's go.
I wear my fanny pack.
Yeah.
Stick my phone and keys inside my bag.
Yeah.
These other fools don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I rock my pouch just like a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Take it to the bridge. I'm nerdy, babe.
Yeah.
My neon pack is out here on display.
Yeah.
It has a zipper and it clips in back.
Yeah.
I'm shoving stuff in like a maniac.
Wallet, keep the phone. Wallet, keep the phone. Wallet, keep the phone. Get your fanny on. Go ahead, be done with it. Get your fanny on. Go.
Get your fanny on.
All right, that's
get
a wrap.
Fanny.
Rap City on the production here.
Get your fanny on.
Oh, fanny pack.
Get your fanny,
fanny pack. Fanny pack.
Get your fanny on.
Oh, it's the Bobby Bones Show.
So, Amy, you ran into Lunchbox's wife at the grocery store?
Yes.
Did you know that?
I think my wife said she saw Amy at the grocery store. Yeah, I think she mentioned that.
Yeah, she was just picking up all kinds of stuff. She was super excited to have a night with the TV all by herself. She's getting all her favorite snacks because I guess Lunchbox had something to do. And she's like, I finally get to watch whatever I want.
Wait, what? Okay, I have so many questions. One, so you're out? Like,
I mean, I had an engagement, you know what I mean? Like, I do things. Like, I know you guys think I just sleep all day.
And you tell us you sleep all day.
Well, I do usually sleep all day, but I had something going on, so, you know.
Secondly,
yep.
You never let your wife pick the TV show?
No.
Yeah, y'all, her level of excitement from 1 to 10, I'm talking a 10. She had, like, favorite snacks. She was so pumped. Like, she couldn't even, I was, like, trying to talk to her. She's like, listen, I only have a few hours. I gotta go.
That's weird that she doesn't get to pick anything.
I mean, I'm there and I control the remote. Like,
she never holds a remote.
The only time I'll let her hold the remote.
I'll let her.
Yeah.
Well, wow. All right, hold on. The only time she holds the remote is, like, if I'm eating, I'm like, here, that way you can fast forward through the commercials for us.
Dang!
I know. Y'all, when he's told us this before in the past, I sort of thought he was just being like Lunchbox, maybe exaggerating a little bit. Like, surely he lets her pick stuff from time to time. No, that just cannot be the case. Her excitement level and, like, how pumped she was to just have a night at home with her snacks and her TV and no Lunchbox was off the charts.
Occasionally, you got to break one off.
Okay. No. Let's not make it like she... I break her off like, well, I'm going to go up and take a shower. I'm like, here, you can have the remote. And I'll give her the remote, and I'll go take a shower. And then I'll come back down, and she'll be in the middle of a show, and I'll let her watch the last 15 minutes of it. You know, I don't make her just stop.
Well, pin a rose on your nose.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I thought that was pretty nice.
Yeah.
But you pick the shows, always.
I pick the shows. I'm in control of the television because I have good TV taste, and I decide what that night needs to be watched.
Are you in control of the house?
Yeah.
So you clean it up and everything?
Why did... Well, I'm not... You don't have to clean it up.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, because if he controls it, he probably do whatever he wants.
That's true.
Who turns the lights out?
I don't know.
I do.
What do you mean?
What does that mean? Like, you physically turn them out?
Yeah.
Or is this like a figurative...
It's like jail? Like, you say, all right, everybody go to bed. It's
lights
time.
Out.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, did you tell your wife when to go to bed?
No. I don't tell her when to go to bed. She can go to bed whenever she wants.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she can
good just, for her.
But she has to do it in the dark because you turn the lights out.
I mean, I do turn out the lights.
I don't get it.
He goes, who turns the lights?
I don't understand that.
Yeah, Bobby goes, do you run the house? Who turns the lights out?
So the house is in your name.
The house is in my name.
And you own the house.
I own the house.
You never think about putting her on it?
Yeah, you need to put her on that.
No. I got that before we got married. So? What do you mean, so?
So she gets halvesies.
She didn't put my name on her car.
Do y'all have a prenup?
She doesn't have a car anymore.
She does have a car. She has a car that sits right out front.
Do we have a prenup?
Yeah. No, we don't have a prenup. But, I mean, we have separate accounts. Like, why am I going to put her name on the house when I'm the one that bought it?
Does she know how much money you make a year?
Nope.
Still? She still doesn't know?
You can ask her. She has no idea.
That's so weird. How much, I mean, do you know how much she makes?
I know how much she makes.
Why?
Because when she got her job, I know how much they offered her. And I said, okay, you can get that job.
So come on.
Do you think if you have a new contract coming up, then you'll let her in on that?
That makes things complicated.
Oh, okay. This guy is. This guy over here, Lunchbox. The Bobby Bones Show. Went to the dentist yesterday. I was there for 2 hours. They took one of my teeth out.
Yeah.
And luckily, the tooth I've already had root canaled. They told me I was lucky.
That means you don't feel it as much?
Yes. I think it means if it falls out, it's okay. So I have a fake tooth up in the top right side of my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, they give me some...
Novocaine?
Sedative pills first. Oh, yeah. Then they numb me. Then they gas me.
Okay.
And I was on that gas. And let me tell you, I've never had a drink of alcohol. I never had a legal drug. I was on that gas. Oh, my. Their Journey, Don't Stop Believing was playing. I've never appreciated this song so much until I was on the gas.
Yeah.
And I was just feeling the earth.
That's the closest you're ever going to get to...
And I was just like, wow, listen to the piano. No, I was feeling the earth. And the words. Just a small
town girl. So did it bring new meaning?
It did, because I would hear the piano, right? Like my whole world has slowed down, right? Yeah.
I want to experience this with you.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm hearing it. And it's slower. It's slower because my brain is slower. And I'm hearing the texture of the piano. And I'm like, oh, my heart is full of me. And I'm all on gas. And I'm like, I've never heard this song so beautiful. And then the words start, right? It's like this. Just a small town girl. And I'm like, the small town girl represents all of us. Living in a lonely world. Wait, that's me. And it starts to be just a metaphor for all the life. This is, oh, wow, I'm just laying there on gas.
Wow.
And again, I would see the fingers hit the keys of the piano. And I would feel each note like every one of them mattered so much. And I was experiencing it. In South Detroit, where the song was made, was my home, Mountain Pine, Arkansas. And I would just feel it. Wow. And it was electric. You know, never had felt like that before.
Okay.
So is that what it felt? Is that what it felt like to be high?
I don't know that everybody has that exact same experience, but I mean, and sounds then, like you were just really, you were really feeling it.
I just I didn't want to stop believing.
Things do have new meaning, for sure.
I was like, I'm not going to stop believing. I told myself, I'm not going to stop believing. As I got slower in my gas state, I'm never going to stop believing. I love everyone.
Was there ever a moment you just quit hearing it?
No, because I wouldn't let myself. It was too beautiful.
I didn't know
That was my experience in a dental chair yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome.
On laughing gas and a sedative first. I get so anxious. But I got to go back in 2 weeks and get it fixed. Woo! A dentist, though.
So you get to go back on your journey?
I don't know if they're going to gas me again. But, man, it was awesome. Oh, baby. Hey, today, 10 a.m. if you're in Louisville, Chicago, St. Louis, or Madison, Wisconsin... RagingIdiots.com. Tickets go on sale. So we're going to be in town. RagingIdiots.com with Jackie Lee, Aubrey Sellers, and Bailey Bryan. Class of 2017. 10 a.m. RagingIdiots.com.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
People ask me what the last songs I listened to. I put my phone up. Here are the last three songs I listened to. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I was driving in the car the other day. Sometimes we'll play songs here on the show, and we're in the middle of doing 100 things, so I don't really understand how fun it is. But I was listening to that Jake Owen song, Good Company.
That was good.
It is good. It has it in my Jeep, too. And top is off.
That's probably it added extra feels.
And you got that part that goes, it's a KC masterpiece. I'm like, it's good. Like, I like it.
Being good company. Yeah, the only thing missing is a pretty girl sitting here next to me, kissing up on me. And I got a spot waiting on you. So be YOB. It means bring yourself over, babe. Got what we need to make good vibes, good times, and a damn good memory. We in good company.
I mean, come on, that's good, right?
Yeah, we in good company.
We should play that more. Oh, yeah. Yo, I'm sitting here. That was in the Jeep. I was feeling it. That turned it up. It's like you want people to hear the music because there's no top of my Jeep. So I was like, turn it up. They thought it was cool.
Yeah. I bet they did.
Everybody's like, they're like, dang, that guy's having a smiley time. Being good company. So what?
Nothing. I'm picturing like you and your boys like riding around your Jeep with this song.
Mike D.
That's it. Boy. Yeah.
Me and Mike D drive around.
Just load up all these boys.
I'll go.
You got a good Jeep ride?
Yeah, dude.
Oh my goodness.
Turn the music up, let rock and roll.
Yeah.
Got
good company.
Yeah, guys. In good company. Jeep life, baby. They see me rolling. They hating. They trying to catch me riding GP.
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 Amy, don't start singing.
Sorry, that was just, I just do that sometimes. I won't get in on your thing.
That's our thing.
I know.
It's kind of what we do.
I know it's what y'all do.
Y'all, boys.
Y'all do, I will let y'all do.
Hey, we'll have Jeep Day one day.
Yeah. That'd be so much fun.
Other songs. I have this song from Lawrence Taylor called Bang Bang. Not the football player.
Yeah, LT.
No, different Lawrence Taylor. Bang Bang. Why are you hating?
No, I was just wondering what the song's about.
Can you listen to our Bang Bang?
Bang Bang. Go tell your friends, the jury, the judge, everyone.
Bang Bang. Bang Bang. Yeah. Okay. I don't need to hear you. I don't know. You guys are hating my music all you want.
Nah, man. It sounds cool.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, man. Being good
company. Yeah.
The only thing missing is a pretty girl sitting here next to me. Listen up on me. And I gotta start waiting on you. So BYOB.
That's a good one there. Mm-hmm. And then Ryan Hurd, Love in a Bar.
Found love in a bar in the back of a patio corner. Away from the lights, it was us and Corona and hearts on fire like the cigarettes you smoke when you drink. Now we can't turn back because the words came out and the truth can't lie. And we've been saying it with our eyes the whole time that you have my whole heart. Yeah, we found love in a bar.
It's a good song, huh?
It's good.
Do you like it?
I do. I really do.
Lunchbox, let's go to your thoughts.
No, it sounds pretty good.
Like, you like this sound?
Yeah. It's fun.
It's fun?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not like partying out to it.
What do you think about? I always like how you take music in.
Man, I'm just thinking about, like, it puts you in, it describes it, you can picture it perfectly. Like, it paints a good picture, and it's like, oh, man, look, a girl next to me kissing me.
No, that's this one. Yeah.
Oh,
here's two songs back. Yeah.
Hey, okay. That other one was sad then.
Yeah, you changed your mind?
Yeah.
I don't think he heard it.
They sound the same.
I think his head was turned when I went to him. They don't sound the same.
Hit him.
No. Being good company. That's Jayco on Good Company.
Okay. Yeah.
Horns up. This is Ryan Hurd, Love in a Bar.
Found love in a bar in the back of a patio car.
Yeah, I guess I thought they were the same song. Because they both talk about love and finding a girl.
Yeah.
How does someone wear headphones
no idea.
And not listen to the song?
I don't know how he turns his ears off.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I do. It happens to me all the time.
Oh, wow. No, Amy just doesn't put her headphones on sometimes.
That's different.
I'll go over and I'm like, Amy, ready for a segment? Yep. And then we go on the air and her headphones still laying on the table. She has no idea what's happening around
her. Yeah.
So that was two. What was the third one then?
Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
Not the
football
player.
LT.
Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that one sounds like that Ryan Hurd one.
What?
Okay. That?
They sound okay. I see where this is similar.
I like that.
No, you don't.
A lot of minors.
I like the bang bang one with Ariana Grande.
Bang bang. Yeah.
Bang bang into the moon.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
This segment went off the rails quick. There you go. That's three songs. We'll put it on the website.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones
Show. All right. Mike D, who answers our phones, has the top three things people have called about this week. What do you got first?
Dad's upset with Eddie about him saying he changed less than 10 diapers.
Eddie has two kids, our producer.
It's really unbelievable.
And he's changed less than 10 diapers combined. Now, we looked it up. About 4,000 diapers a kid.
So we're talking 8,000 diapers.
8,000 diapers. He's changed less than 10.
That is insane.
People called upset, huh?
A lot, yeah.
All right, what else?
People wanting to give LB advice for his bed bugs.
A lot of people. Ray thinks that he has bed bugs now, right?
Yeah, middle of the chest.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
Ray.
No. We got it. Did you gotta get tested too?
I think I got it from LB.
That's why I didn't want him in here. All right, what else, Mike?
And then the big whitey tighties debate,
which will never end.
But
I posted Urban Dictionary last night,
and that trumps that wins. Urban Dictionary.
That's like real life. That beats Webster Merriam.
That's what I mean. If I'm looking something up, I go to Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
This is the Bobby Bones.
All right, what's in your pile over there?
Ooh, I got some stuff in my pile.
Okay.
I mean, just saw this headline on the news and thought we needed to talk to America about it because 7%, which I think is still too high, of Americans think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
That can't be true.
Oh, it's true.
That can't be true.
According to a new survey,
are they putting 5-year-olds in this?
7% of adults, they even put adults in all caps so that you would know they're not putting 5-year-olds in this. 7% of adults in this country, America, think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
That's amazing. Like, we have 8 people on this show.
Wait for it.
Go ahead.
Another 48% of the survey said they're just not sure where chocolate milk comes from.
Huh. Ray, where's chocolate milk come from?
It's white milk with chocolate added.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wow.
I mean, I just felt like that we needed to. So for if any of the 7% happens to be listening to us right now.
Oh, PSA, like, we're not judging.
Like Ray said, it comes from white milk,
yes. Okay.
Which is from a dairy cow, typically black and white.
Interesting. All right, what else you got over there? By the way, I've never seen a brown cow. I see black and white cows. I rarely see fully brown cows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I see them. Those are typically the steers, what we get beef from.
Do you milk a steer, though? My question.
I don't think so.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Steer's anyway, a boy.
That's what I'm saying. I've never seen a fully brown cow. How now, brown cow?
Brown cow?
What else you got?
That's a good warm up. Okay, so California cops, they didn't have any trouble tracking down 2 guys that broke in to steal a bunch of high-tech equipment because without realizing it, they stole a large box of tracking devices.
How stupid.
I know. And then they even decided to grab a beer out of the fridge on their way out, and one of the guy cut his hand
so
and
blood
left
too.
Blood.
So they stole a box of GPS and then left DNA all over the place.
Yeah.
Must not have been their first time. Mm-hmm. Did you see they caught the guys, though, that had taken the bus and killed the guards? They caught them
yesterday. They did?
Okay. Yeah. And they are tattooed from head to toe, like prison tattoo. Yeah. They weren't running long. Like, you saw those guys walk down the street, you're like, okay, they escaped from jail.
Yeah.
They should just whack them.
Yeah, something like that.
I mean,
I know, it's hard to just...
There's the process.
It's okay. Process, yeah.
The process is you killed a couple of prison guards.
Yeah.
Now, and then you're... Time to go.
Yeah.
You're making Earth a worse place. Time to go.
I know.
What else?
Okay, do you know the most popular vegetable?
Most popular vegetable?
Yeah,
a tomato's a fruit, officially. Let me think this out. Broccoli's pretty popular. I hate onions. Most popular vegetable. Ooh. I'm going to have to go picking a vegetable. It's probably going to be lettuce. What is it?
Broccoli.
I
know you
instinct.
Felt it right when you said it. But you make a great point because tomatoes come in at third, but I just don't think a lot of people realize it's a fruit.
Same people think brown cows put out chocolate milk.
Yeah. And corn came in second.
That's a good one.
Corn's
a solid choice.
Corn's like not anything. And guess what came in last? And I was like, what?
Solid
Dead
choice.
Dead last kale. What?
Yeah, because it's fancy. Nobody eats kale unless you're fancy and you have, like, disposable income.
Oh, I thought maybe just because
kale's the rich
disgusting.
Person vegetable.
And lastly, LeBron James has officially gone bald.
Yeah, I saw. I mean, he's been going bald for a while. Been
no,
wearing
no,
a big
no,
headband.
He shaved it.
Yeah, but he's still been, because he's been going bald.
Yeah, but
his hairline's moving back.
It was finally time, I think, for him to embrace it.
Eddie, you're up next.
Yes.
Eddie's up next.
Shave it off. Get the Clippers.
All right. Raging Idiots will be in Louisville, Chicago, Madison, Wisconsin, and St. Louis. Tickets on sale at 10 a.m. today for the Raging Idiots. We're taking out 3 awesome new artists, Bailey Bryan, Jackie Lee, and Aubrey Sellers. 10 a.m. at RagingIdiots.com.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Nicole in Indiana. How are you?
I am great. How are you guys?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling the show.
Awesome. Thank you for having such a great show. I love it. I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work.
I appreciate that. Is there anything you'd like to say to anybody here on the show?
Yes. I mean, all you guys are fantastic. And I know, and I love how you guys are big supporters of the police department and the fire department. I'm a firefighter's wife. So it means so much to my husband to hear you guys and all your support that you show for them guys. So, I mean, that's a big thing for us.
Nicole, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
First of all, thank you. But I want to ask you a question as a firefighter's wife. So like when your husband goes to work, there's got to be a little bit of stress every single day, right? Because at any time he could get a call to have to go into a super dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, in our town, we're really small, so it's all volunteer. So the guys that we have, they have day jobs, and then you know the fire department. So I mean, they're on call 24/7. I mean, even when they're at work, they have their pagers on. My husband takes his to work with him, and he's also a first responder, so he does both. And, you know, every time he walks out that door, you know, yeah, my heart kind of skips a beat. You know, it's a quick, you know, quick peck on the cheek. I love you and be safe and I'll see you when I see you. And then, you know, our kids say a little prayer for him and everybody that's going out to do what they do and for the people that are involved, you know.
Man.
So, yeah, well, I mean, it can be very scary, but, you know, he loves his job, so he's been doing it. This is his sixth year doing it, so he absolutely loves it.
Well, tell him we say hello, and we appreciate him. And if you're listening right now, and you are a police officer, or you are a firefighter, or you're in the military, like, you're doing things that we don't do because we're scared, and we got in radio. So without you guys doing that, like, man. That anyway, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
And thank you for calling. Tell your husband we say hello. And again, what you do too. I mean, you keep him in a place for him to be able to go do what he does. So
I do. And our kids just love it. My daughter thinks it's so cool. She tells everybody that listens to her that her stepdad is a firefighter and she wants to be just like him when she grows up.
That's awesome.
So it is so awesome.
Well, thank you for listening to the show and thanks for taking the time to call us this morning.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. There we go. Man. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. All right, thank you for listening. Doing 4 Raging Idiot shows, basically. And so those are Louisville, Chicago, Madison, Wisconsin, and St. Louis. And you can grab one of those. They go on 10 o'clock a.m. today, Central. You're going to get tickets. RagingIdiots.com. We're taking out Jackie Lee, Bailey Bryan, and Aubrey Sellers, part of the class of 2017. So that's cool. 10 a.m. tickets for that. Today, let's say the show's over and you listen to the whole thing and you're like, I don't know what to listen to. You can listen to the Bobbycast. It's our show where I talk to songwriters. I love songwriters in Nashville. Sometimes you just hear the songs and just the artist singing them, but you don't know the stories behind them. I'm on almost episode 70 now. Here's Jesse Alexander talking about, because she wrote Lee Bryce's I Drive Your Truck and him getting to hear it for the first time after they wrote it.
He had a meeting with Lee Bryce and Lee said to him, don't play me any ballads. I only want tempo show openers. And Rusty said, well, I don't have that, but I have Song of the Year. And he plays him I Drive Your Truck, and Lee like looks up afterwards. He has tears rolling down his face. And he said, really? I get to have that song?
So that's that. And it's also like songwriters are, they're not getting paid in time or enough.
Yeah.
And so listen to this. Talking about how she's a backup singer on some songs, and she makes more money doing that. Here.
And I'm getting paid like more as a backup singer on a record. So I'm getting great checks as a backup singer. So like a song like Drink On It, I'm probably getting more paid as a backup singer than I am as a songwriter. Thank you. That's me singing. I should just drink on I bet it's more. I bet I'm getting paid way
that
more.
That is mind-blowing to me. Because songwriters have such trouble getting paid.
Wow.
Per stream.
That really is crazy. Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the Bobbycast. Search Bobbycast on iTunes or iHeartRadio. Hope you have a great weekend. Amy, hope your weekend's fantastic.
You guys too.
I got to get to Atlanta somehow.
Got to get
my,
there.
My flight got canceled. So I guess I hop in a car. All right. Thank you. Goodbye. Get your Bobby
Bones on. Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show. Come on, y'all.